USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden plans to request $715 billion for his first Pentagon budget, a decrease from the Trump-era spending amount. The Pentagon-only budget does not include defense-related spending that goes to other agencies, primarily the Energy Department, which maintains the nation's nuclear weapons. Two unnamed law enforcement officials reported Thursday a friend of embattled Republican U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida is expected to plead guilty in a sex trafficking and fraud case in federal court in Florida. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are in discussions about Joel Greenberg entering a guilty plea, and a judge on Thursday gave him until May 15th to do so. Gaetz has not been charged with any crimes and is denied wrongdoing. Who knew Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana could sing?
Born free as the wind blows. Get the vaccine. I did. It works.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to TrustedNewspaper.com. That's TrustedNewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Some of last month's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package will go to fight homelessness. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge announced that nearly $5 billion from last month's COVID-19 relief package will go to states and local governments to battle homelessness. She said the funding was allocated to 651 various jurisdictions to provide housing and other services for those at risk. The $5 billion Home Investment Partnership Program was passed as part of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. The funding can be used to develop affordable housing, assist tenants with rent, acquire shelters, and secure other services. HUD said they plan to release another batch of funds targeting homelessness in the next few weeks.
A 2017 study says there's an estimated 554,000 people in the United States experiencing homelessness on a given night, or 17 people out of every 10,000. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
After spending years underground developing, these flying bugs come out and live for only a few days. But man, is their presence known when they emerge. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The cicadas are coming. Billions of broad-X cicadas will emerge this spring after 17 years underground to fill the air with their buzzing mating calls. Starting sometime in mid-April to May, billions of cicadas will emerge after 17 years underground in a dozen states, from New York west to Illinois and south into northern Georgia. And once they do emerge, Michael Ralp, University of Maryland professor, tells NBC News,
"They're going to be loud. Remember, hey, these are teenagers. It's going to be a big boy band in the treetop."
The cicadas could be 80 to 100 decibels, which is about the sound of a lawnmower. Professor Ralph continues, as far as what you can expect.
It's going to have birth. It's going to have death. It's going to have romance in the treetops. It's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones when it comes along.
Cicadas don't eat vegetation, but rather drink the sap from tree roots, twigs, and branches. Virginia Tech is reporting as many as 1.5 million cicadas per acre could occur this year. On a personal note, I did get the Johnson & Johnson one-and-done vaccine in Las Vegas, Nevada Thursday, and can report I'm feeling fine. Glad it's done, too. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.